Okay, well, I thought we were going to do some kitty business, but we're going to do this? Okay, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the cat has to sit on my lap on the blanket and do kitty business. 1930, coincidentally enough, is also the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always commences. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am also a human being owned by a cat named Pippa, who every single day has to interrupt me doing this show. Oh, it's time to do the show? That means it's time to do kitty business. Yes, and here we are, doing kitty business on this lovely, sarcasm intended, Monday morning. Well, I guess it's Monday afternoon, technically. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, wasn't today the day you were supposed to get your trees trimmed? Yes, this is the second time the tree guys did not come, because it is raining, and apparently somebody saw lightning, even though I haven't heard any thunder whatsoever. So I got to sleep a little bit later than I expected, although I didn't really sleep all that much, because, I don't know, something was bothering me. My right shoulder was bothering me. My left shoulder's starting to get better, but then I re-aggravate it, and now my right shoulder is weird. And I think it's just because it's cold. I considered wearing a sweatshirt to bed last night and thought, nah. Then, of course, I woke up a million times because I was cold. But I wasn't, you know, cold. I was just a little bit cold. But you know, when I say cold, I don't mean actually cold. But that's neither here nor there. I stayed up a little bit too late because I was watching the F1 race. I was watching F1 racing, and it was great. And then what did I do after that? Oh, yeah. And then I did some other stuff. And then I did something weird. And then I finally went to bed. It was sometime after 4 a.m., wasn't it, Peppa? Yes, because right when I thought, oh, I think I'll go to sleep, this was at about 3:45, then the cat shows up and says, oh, it's time to do kitty stuff. And so we had to pet the kitty for half an hour, like we have to do now. Oh, look at this kitty. He's got her face in the banky. Right, so that was great. And then when I was done watching F1, then they replayed a Premier League game that I missed Sunday morning, the West Ham game. And so I watched the West Ham game. I had it on while I was doing some other stuff, but it was a late night, and it was supposed to be an early morning. I'm wondering if these tree guys are ever going to show up. I'm beginning to think that they're not, but that's neither here nor there. So here I am with a cat. And I'm looking at my TV. What am I looking at? Well, I don't know. There's some kind of Elizabeth Taylor movie on, and it looks cheap and stupid. And there's a guy who's apparently dead. He's got lots of fake blood all over him. And that's something you need to know about movies. Okay, whenever you're watching a movie and you see somebody with a lot of fake blood on them, that usually means that they're dead. Yeah, I know, it's weird. Why would you pour fake blood all over somebody? Oh. And the other thing I can't figure out is, why was Hollywood never able to create realistic fake blood until, like, 12 or 13 years ago. Actually, it's been a little bit longer than that, but Oh, that's one thing that cracks me up about watching older movies. Oh, look at that blood that is obviously ketchup. Oh, look at that blood that is obviously pink tempera paint. Oh, look at that blood that is obviously jello that hasn't been allowed to set up. Yeah, me and Pippa, we don't like fake blood. We only like the real stuff, huh, Pippa? What's our favorite kind of blood? Is it O positive? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Such a good kitty. So, yeah, I got a cat. Now, the important thing to know about my TV watching habits today is when does that come on? In just a little less than a half an hour. In half an hour, one of my favorite films is on TCM. F for Fake by Orson Welles, about Elmire Dahori and Clifford Irving. And there's even more to it. It's so great. And Oha is in it. And who else is in it? Oh, it's so good. Orson Welles is in it, obviously. Blah, blah, blah. I do love Orson Welles. And this is his final film. So I'll be watching this. Well, I suspect I'll have it on while I'm doing other things. I do like to watch this from beginning to end whenever I can, but it seems like I just saw this not too long ago, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to watch that, and I highly recommend it. F for Fake by Orson Welles. Everybody needs to see it. I'm probably not going to be able to catch the ending, though. That's what it looks like. Oh, maybe, who knows? Looks like. Who knows? What else do we got on? Oh, yeah, we got The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm on TCM later this afternoon with Oscar Homolka. And then guess what's on tonight? Yes, something that I haven't seen in a while, but I always love to watch. Lawrence of Arabia. All right, with Peter O'Toole and Alec Guinness and Omar Sharif. And everybody who's anybody. All right. I do love Lawrence of Arabia. And when I say I love Lawrence of Arabia, I don't mean just the film. I mean the guy himself, old T.E. Lawrence. He was something of a nut. He had some weird stuff going on. My kind of guy. He's wacky nutcase. And then after Lawrence of Arabia, what do we got? Murder on the Orient Express. All right, so that'll be fun. Oh, but it's not the one I like. Oh, it doesn't matter. Who cares? So anyway. La-di-da. I'm flipping through the rest of the TV schedule to make sure I don't miss anything. Oh, there's football on today. Yes, looks like I've got Crystal Palace game. When does that start? No, that starts in 2 hours. No, 1.5 hours. I can do math problems. And there's a repeat of a game on right now. What game are we watching? I don't know. It's that commercial. Oh, looks like we have the Standard House Marathon on Channel 79. Oh, and look what's on right now. It's the Dave Matthews episode. Yes, Dave Matthews was in a episode of House. Oh, who's a good kitty? You're a good kitty, huh? All right. So, looks like I don't need to actually watch any of these episodes of House. Oh, and what game is on that they're playing? They're playing the game that I watched last night, the West Ham game. Okay, Pippa, what are you thinking? You still want to do some banky business?
Yes, we're doing banky business because we're kitties.
Now I'm wondering. I thought it was supposed to be warm today, or was it supposed to be tomorrow? So it's been raining for like a week, which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Why couldn't we have this happen in the spring? It's supposed to be a little bit warmer today. That's good. I actually did put on the sweatshirt. I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now. And I'll probably have to take it off in a few minutes because I will get too hot. But like I said, I woke up cold. And whenever it gets cool, and it seems like I have this problem every year, I so enjoy the coldness that I don't wear warm clothing, and so then at night I get cold and I get crampy and weird. And oh, it's supposed to be 90 degrees tomorrow and rainy dinkins. What are we going to do about that? Uh-oh, here comes a sneeze. Yeah, you're a good baby. I'm glad you weren't scared of my sneezing. Sometimes Pippa will run away if I sneeze. Yeah, you're scared of sneezes, huh? You're a sneezy scaredy cat. Also scared of thunder, but we don't have very much thunder going on today. So that's a good thing. Oh, and that somehow reminds me, I should go to the store today. I need to go to not the grocery store, but I need to go to the paper goods store to buy paper goods. I noticed I was getting low on toilet paper. Oh, there goes the kitty. Okay, bye, Pippa. I noticed I was getting low on toilet paper in one of my bathrooms, so I thought, okay, well, while I'm thinking about it, I think I'll go get some toilet paper and put it in here and blah, blah, blah. So I walk upstairs to where I store the toilet paper, and I'm looking around, and I can't find it. I can't find the toilet paper anywhere. How is this possible? How can I not find this giant package of 96 rolls of toilet paper or whatever it is? For the last year or more, I've had this giant package of toilet paper sitting right there, and I'm looking for this toilet paper for half an hour before I finally realized, oh wait, yeah, I do remember, like, 2 weeks ago taking the last package and I'm out of toilet paper. So I gotta go to the store, and I should probably buy some facial tissue as well, because it's, you know, changing weather affects my sinuses, and so gonna have to deal with that. And there was something else I was going to buy at that store. And this store is next to Harbor Freight, and I should probably go to Harbor Freight because I did get a coupon for another free multimeter, which I don't really need, but it's hard to pass up, plus the coupon for the free screwdriver. I promised myself I wouldn't go crazy at Harbor Freight anymore, but I guess that's not working out. I guess I could go to Harbor Freight and look for parts. Parts for my musical instruments. What do I need? Well, if I'm going to build more cigar box guitars, I'm going to need a couple more bridges. Maybe I can find something there, like a drill bit or a, I don't know, whatever. What else did I need from Harbor Freight? Oh, I wanted a buffing wheel, but that was like 2 months ago, so I don't need that anymore. Good tea. Did I want something for my Dremel? I don't remember. But speaking of cigar box guitar, wow, this tea is so good. Yummy. Cannot get enough of this tea today. Am I a little bit dehydrated? Maybe. I'm looking at my fingers, and my fingers are a little bit wrinkly today. Now, is that just because I'm really old? Or is it because I'm getting dehydrated? Okay, regardless, speaking of cigar box guitars. Last night, before the cat showed up, before I was going to go to bed, I was sitting here noodling on my cigar box guitar. And I don't know how I figured it out. But I was just, you know, sort of improvising along the blues scale. And then somehow it hit me. Somehow. I'm not sure how. I don't know if I played something that I recognized or if my mind just clicked. But I made the realization that one of my favorite songs uses the blues scale. Now, this is not any kind of brilliant realization, because what you need to realize is a number of your favorite songs use the blues scale, and this is a number that's probably in the three-digit range. And I thought, aha, aha. And so I started trying to pluck out the melody, figure out the song. What song is it? Well, let me tell you. Let me see if you can guess. It's one of my favorite Henry Mancini songs. Yes, Henry Mancini, one of the greatest composers who has ever lived. And if you don't think that's true, just start asking around. More people can hum or sing a Henry Mancini tune than they can hum Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, any of that. I realized at a very young age that I was a big fan of Henry Mancini. This is probably when I was around 15 or 16. I realized this guy was just killing it. Just crushing it. And this is back when there was still a Newhart show on TV. And, of course, you know, the theme is by Henry Mancini. And I always thought, you know, this is a catchy tune. Then I started realizing that other things by Henry Mancini are extremely catchy. Like the baby elephant walk from the movie Hatari. An extremely popular tune. But the tune I'm talking about today is, of course, the theme from The Pink Panther. That's right. Pink Panther. Who doesn't love Pink Panther? And everybody knows that tune. And so last night, and it uses the standard blues scale. It's a pretty typical blues song. And so last night, I spent about 10 minutes sort of trying to figure it out. And I kind of did. And this is going to take some practice to work this up. But I'm going to do it because it's just too funny. It's too cool. Are we in tune? Are we going to tune this thing? Let's see. Get out the old tuner here. Where are we at? What am I doing? Not bad. A little flat. Good. And good. All right, this thing is staying in tune pretty good. All right, now, here's an attempt at the Pink Panther theme. I barely know it, so you're getting this as raw as it comes. So, yeah, I'm not going to try to play anything in particular. Just give you an idea that this can be played on this instrument. That could be better. Wait, I can't hold it. There we go. Something like that. Thank you. Yeah. That's basically it. I just need to work on that main riff. The funny thing is, you know, I'm just playing that melody mostly on one string, and so there's a lot of really big jumps, which, you know, wouldn't be there if we had other strings to just go up on, but that's neither here nor there. So it's going to take me a little while, but once I get all the parts figured out, there's a couple of other things I need to learn, like the beginning. And there's a turnaround that goes into the solo, then I can figure it out. I'm going to have to listen to it. Then I'll create an arrangement, a blues arrangement of the Pink Panther theme. Maybe I'll call it the Blue Panther or Blues Panther instead. Pink Panther Blues is a little bit too obvious. How does that go? I got that part down. It's that stupid sixth. We could go up to a fifth there. That would be funny. There's a funny little variation that I don't think Henry Mancini was thinking about. Yeah, so obviously I'm having a lot of fun. Maybe I need to warm up. Yeah. Yeah. What am I doing? I don't know. I got to get warmed up. Not physically. I mean, I got to get my groove in. I got to start. This is the first time I've picked this up today. Yeah, you tend to catch me in the mornings. I should record stuff at night. When I'm a little bit more loose. Oh, I'm still a little stiff. Oh, my joints. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I've only been up for a little bit more than an hour. So that's fun. My cat's wondering what's going on. Do I need to go out and check my mail today? I gotta go out and see if I got any snail mail in the rain. Wait, that's Lou Reed. Yeah, that's about 10 million other songs too, but whenever I hear that progression, it reminds me of Satellite of Love by Lou Reed. And I'd love to try to go into that right now, but we've run out of time. Once again, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I gotta go, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What about the computer? Yeah, what about the computer?